Blog Talk Radio.
Serves as the outreach missionary and as a mission strategist, fundraiser, and mobilizer, which singles out the Gypsy Mission in Eastern Europe. In coordination, where they do that, created an outreach missionary testimony, which singles out the mission for the Gypsies in Eastern Europe. So we just ask for your continued support, your continued endeavor in following the CrossFaith Mission with Christ, as they enlighten us about the good news and the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hello, hello.
Hello.
How you doing, JJ?
Yes, how have we been?
Oh, man, been busy and all get out, but I'm not complaining.
Yes, the weather is up and down over here. I think I got a cold in the meantime.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You got to take you something for that, man.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, we are so blessed and so glad to have you on the air again tonight. For all our new listeners, you are live with the CrossFaith Mission with Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi, who, again, is the minister of the Word and Sacrament ordained by the Presbyterian Church of USA. And you have been enlightening us so much throughout all of our broadcasts about the great need of those there in Eastern Europe. And we just ask that you just continue to further enlighten us. We, you know, we have a lot of new listeners, a lot of different things that are taking place right now. So we just ask you to just continue to educate us, continue to guide us and lead us, and just giving us a level of awareness of what's taking place there in Eastern Europe. And with that being said, in conjunction with all of the affiliate networks such as SP Network, Comcast, Simply Me TV, Dish Network, just to name a few, we will continue to bring this programming to you every Sunday from 7 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, due to commercial regulations, the show will actually air in its resyndicated mode through Dish Network, through Simply Me TV, and Comcast. But you can catch the entire broadcast in its entirety at www.blogtalkradio.com/Where They Do That Radio, Crossway Mission with Christ. You can also visit us on the web, which is at crosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. You can also call us up at area code 347-934-0318. Definitely join in the broadcast. So with that being said, JJ, you told us so much in the last broadcast about just what's been transpiring, what's been going on. And we just ask that you just, again, just kind of catch us up to speed in terms of what is actually being done in preparation for this new year with the gypsies there in Eastern Europe.
Yes. For the past 5 months, we started from the middle of August last year. And we have been doing this talk show until now.
Yes.
And I think that this is just the beginning of the many things for the time to come.
Yes.
And as I explained so many times to our listeners,
yes,
sometimes like maybe tonight there must be many new listeners. And then for their information, then I would like to briefly introduce who gypsies are.
All right.
And whenever you travel to European countries, and in downtown Frankfurt or London or Brussels, mm-hmm, and you may have met the wandering people, and they are always moving in groups, like family-wise and neighborhood-wise, and they move in groups. And they carry sometimes wagons, and they do the circus like from time to time. Mm-hmm. And also they settle in a certain place, and then they help the people around that area, like pro the crops and like cleaning the street and so and so. Mm-hmm. That is the status of the wandering gypsies in Western Europe, such as in Germany or Italia, also Belgium and England.
Okay.
But since 1945, all over Europe, around 15 million gypsies were wandering, roving all over Europe.
Okay.
And we call it the Eastern European countries, such as Romania, Hungary, and ex-Yugoslavia and Bulgaria. Mm-hmm. And those countries were under the control of ex-Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they were controlling the movement of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they control the roaming gypsies to be settled, and they order to be settled over there. They commanded the wandering gypsies to be settled where they were. And since that time, since 1945, and gypsies were start settling in the places where they are roaming.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, in Hungary, and the government provide them with the houses, and Hungary is is operating like a welfare system for the wandering gypsies at that time.
Uh-huh.
But in Romania or in Ukraine, and also like Yugoslavia or Slovakia, and then just the wandering gypsies should find out their places, the places to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for instance, in Romania, and they went up to the top of the hill, because when it rains and the irrigation,
Okay.
Like the Top Hills has a good irrigation systems, mm-hmm. and then they made like a soil brick, and they made like a temporary housing and so and so, and naturally they had no electric power or running water systems, and also they were totally isolated from the main society.
Okay.
Since for the past several hundred years, and gypsies were roaming around all over Europe, and most of them were regarded as untouchables,
mm-hmm.
untouchables, and also unoutreachables,
mm-hmm.
unoutreachables. And so far I understand, and so far as I survey, and most European churches, like failed to were reluctant to proclaim the gospels to the wandering gypsies,
mm-hmm.
and since 1945 until now, how many years? 65, around
uh-huh.
around 65 years, and still they live mixed with the residents where they live. But most of them, they quit going to church, and because when they show up at the church, and people do not like to sit among them, and at the next Sunday, and maybe the congregation may not come to church.
Okay.
So, and then they are very quick in catching what it is. So
mm-hmm.
they do not go to church. Most of them do not go to church. And also in schools, they were regarded as untouchables from birth.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go to elementary school or gymnasium or college, well, they can go to school and also get educated over there, but they cannot smoothly make a friendship with other people, other residents over there.
Uh-huh.
For instance, in Hungary, 10% of the population is gypsy, but mm-hmm. In gymnasium, no more than 2% of the total students over there. And as a result, most people cannot reach the living word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And also, most of them cannot get educated regularly.
That's right.
Regularly at the educational institute.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we started mission since 2003,
mm-hmm.
and about 11 years ago, and I paid a visit a couple of times to Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was led to a gypsy home church, a couple of mm-hmm. gypsy home churches.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was impressed that they were very, very eager for receiving the living word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to get comforted by the word of God.
Okay.
They rarely have chances to listen to the word of God.
Wow.
And also I surveyed how many foreign missionaries are over there, but maybe temporary, not regularly settling over there, temporary missionaries or traveling missionaries. They drive a car and they visit from place to place, and they proclaim the gospel, and they play music with them, and then they leave. And then nobody knows when they will show again.
That's right.
And I found out that they need the gospel first. They need the gospel first. And also in gypsy pastors, there are very, very few gypsy pastors in Hungary. And even though there is a home church, also they need more pastors. But
that's right.
There are not so many gypsy pastors who can who can take care of the congregations over there.
That's
so
right.
So at the Grants over there in 2000 in June, and then I was very much impressed that this is a very, very good cropping field in Split. Like, I saw that in God's sight.
Uh-huh.
Like, that must be, it's a very, very, like, a golden area for picking up or for piling up the crops. So, after my return to America, and I have been dreaming of proclaiming the gospel to the gypsies, very eager to listen to that. And also, in Eastern Europe, there are 10 million gypsies settled over there, but like there are no more than like 10 Korean missionaries over there. The Korean church sends, they are like proud of sending the missionaries all over the world, at least 20,000. Mm-hmm. And then, but very, very few Korean missionaries were involved in the gypsy missions in Hungary and also in Romania, also in ex-Yugoslavia or Bulgaria, where there are so many gypsies over there. And at that time, in 2000, then there was a couple, like a missionary, and who was working, was lead the Korean Culture Center over there.
That's right.
And they have a gypsy mission area around 3 hours drive, like from Budapest. And that time, and then they retired and they came back to America. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was praying that I can serve for them in gypsies. And then I've been praying for that for more than 3 years. And finally, 2003, in October, and a volunteer showed up, and the Crossway Mission with Christ sent that Korean family to Hungary. And they were settled in Sarospatak, Hungary, and Sarospatak is an old Middle Ages empire city, and it is more than 1,000 years old antique church, antique city, and bordering Slovakia and Ukraine and Romania. But God sent us, our family, our missionary family, over to Hungary in Sarospatak. Sarospatak is around 180 miles northeast, like Budapest, which is a Hungarian capital.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, no missionaries stepped since until that time. We are the first one. We are the first one to be settled in Hungary, and over there in Sarospatak, not in Budapest. It's a rural area. That Sarospatak is with a population of 25,000, and then no other missionaries. And also, around 40% of the Sarospatak population, they are gypsies. Like comparing 10% of the total Hungarian is a gypsy, but that is four times more.
Mm-hmm.
And our missionary family, and they have been settled over there since 2003 October until now, and we have not moved any other place at all. The reason is we settled over there, and then we have lived with them, and in order to get their heart for us. Like, okay, they are not moving at all, and then they are trying to naturalize with us, and they try to know what our problems are and so and so, and then they start giving their heart to us.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2004, and then we started like mainly the mission work over there. As James, you introduced me as a mission strategist,
yes,
and also fundraiser, and then uh-huh. as a mobilizer. But going back and forth to Eastern Europe, our mission field, and mm-hmm. then I build up the mission plans.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, I realized that they need the churches. But
that's
we
right.
have no church buildings. Because we cannot make a church, we cannot purchase a church buildings. Because
that's right.
Just a church building, like at least $50,000.
Yes, just to add to that, the cost yeah. to make such an organization, you know, you have to rely on the congregation and the support of those that are involved to help be able to provide that type of facility. And,
before praying to the congregation, then we had to start a new church, and we started in a gypsy brother's house, a house church, and their living room, they offered us their living room and also their like a bedroom also, and all 50 or 60 people like they flocked together, and then we could not lead the worship service at one time with an adult and children. So we come out, and then we were worshiping God under the big elm trees. And in the winter time, and then we do the worship service and couple of times a week and so and so. And then we started expanding that home churches to another nearby villages.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have around seven home churches, and also all the totaling the congregation, couple of hundred people over there.
Uh-huh.
And also we started recruiting the students who are really eager to get educated in an educational institute. So we picked mm-hmm. them up, and then we persuaded the gypsy parents, and then we started sending them to school. And last semester, we sent altogether in three countries around 40 gypsy students to school.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them have not been educated, and mm-hmm. they do not know how important education is.
Okay.
To my understanding, Christianity and education may surely change, has no hope for the future. Or for the future.
Definitely. And I would like to just add to that. It's very important that that everyone here that's on the line tonight understand that the message that's being given to us by Mr. Choi is one that for so long we have been very unaware of. This. The status of the gypsies there has been overlooked by so many. And from what I've learned, it's only because so many people just are not aware of just the need of the children and the families that are there. We would just like for you to just continue to support the Crossway Mission with Christ. Continue to understand that what Mr. Choi is asking and what he's explaining is pretty much the reason why we're all here today. And it's a repetitive thought that we've been promoting since day one. We should very, very much be aware and very much be focused on just the needs of those that are less fortunate. And for all those right now that feel compelled to give something in terms of just your time, effort, please feel free to do so. You can visit us again at www.blogtalkradio.com/wherethedothatradio, Crossway Mission with Christ. You can also call at 347-934-0318. JJ, just not let you get too far ahead of the listeners. What we're going to do at this point is just allow a couple of more folks to get on the line, and I'm going to play a selection, and then we're going to come back so you can further explain exactly what has happened and what is the further plans for the Crossway mission with Christ there in Eastern Europe. This next selection that I'm going to play is definitely one that I want everyone to be involved, just to kind of get your mind in the right place. We play a selections that are according to, one, you, the listeners, and two, the message that's being brought. And I think, you know, and what's being said and what's being given, we want everybody to realize that it is God's grace that has allowed us to be able to come forward and be a willing instrument in his work. So we feel that's what's important and prevalent is that we understand that by his grace and by his mercy, we be allowed to do just that. We're going to play a selection called Can You Carry My Cross? And then we'll come back with more information concerning the gypsies there in Eastern Europe with Reverend J.J. Choi. Thank you. we will continue with the Crossroad Mission with Christ live with Reverend J.J. Choi after this brief selection. We want everyone to realize that this message is one that's a heartfelt one, and we want you to continue to support this particular movement. Again, you can send all requests to www.blogtalkradio.com/Crossroad Mission with Christ. We want everyone to realize that there are so many things that is being done, and we can't do this without your support. So again, please feel free to definitely visit us online at crossroadmissionwithchrist.webs.com. You can also, again, leave a message at www.blogtalkradio.com/crossroadmissionwithchrist. Again, a lot of things are being done in preparation for this movement, and we want everyone to realize, again, that we cannot do this without you guys. So we just ask you to continue to be a blessing and to continue to show your support and all that's being done. We just want everyone, to just understand that, it's all due to God's blessings.
Struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. It's all gone. Every sin, every mistake, every failure, it's all gone. Depression, gone. By faith, gone. Low self-esteem, hallelujah, it's gone. What your father did. Hallelujah.
Again, we are live with Reverend J.J. Choi with the Crossway Mission with Christ, and we just ask that you continue to support what's being done here on Where They Do That At Radio by sending all your support, all your love to Where They Do That At Radio, Crossway Mission with Christ. You can visit us online at crosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. You can also give us a call at 347-934-0318. J.J., if you will, could you just please further explain to us again, all the things that have recently developed and further encouraging the listener in terms of just the development there in Eastern Europe.
Yes. Gypsies are said to have come from India several hundred years ago. Somebody say 1,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they have been exiled about at least several hundred years ago from India. And then they were moving up northwest side of the continent. Mm-hmm. And then some settled in Iraq and Turkey, and still there are many gypsies over there. And they moved into the eastern part of Europe, and then upwards to the western part of Europe. And mm-hmm. They look totally different from the European citizens. They are totally different from Hungarians. Mm-hmm. And also, they are totally different from Czech or from Romanians.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And people immediately recognize who they are, and that they are gypsies. And also, gypsies were victims of the during World War II, at the Holocaust in mm-hmm. Auschwitz or in a camp in Germany or in Dachau in Austria, and many gypsies were like victims of the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that they had kind of victims from the European people, and then they do not, even though they are settled in a certain country, but they do not regard themselves to be their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if the countries, the missionaries from Germany or England, and then they proclaim the gospel to them, and then mm-hmm. they do not simply accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they have already the memory of the victimizing during the World War II. So, mm-hmm. But they like Koreans. They look like a Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we approach, oh, you come from our ancestors' country, and what, India and Korea is far away, but they regard Asia as one place. So,
mm-hmm.
the Korean missionaries are very, very fitable to proclaim the gospel to them. But there are very few Korean missionaries in Hungary, the Korean missionaries who are directly involved in the gypsy missions and living nearby to the gypsy villages and then taking care of them. No more than our family and then another Baptist retired missionary, Korean missionary, joined us last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I dare to say there are only two Korean missionaries in serving for the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, then during the past 7 years, and we have been focusing on starting the home churches,
mm-hmm.
and also sending the students to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that there are no gypsy church leaders. So we negotiated with the Hungarian Reformed Seminary,
mm-hmm.
and started sending the gypsy seminarians. And then the seminary, the first seminary in Europe, Reformed Seminary in Europe, which is located in our mission area,
mm-hmm.
and which was founded in 1531. And right now... three gypsy seminarians already graduated from the 3-year course for lay preaching course, and now 5 students are at role over there, and they
mm-hmm.
like it very much.
Okay.
And we support them, and when they graduate from the seminary, and then we give them a task to expand the home churches nearby villages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then also they are stretching their hand to the Slovakian gypsy villages.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are planning a church building in between Hungary and Slovakian border,
mm-hmm.
and which costs at least $250,000,
mm-hmm.
because we are endowed half an acre of church lot.
Mm-hmm.
From the city of Santoya Uhei,
mm-hmm.
and if we make 4,000 square feet, about each story, 4 stories, then it would cost around $250,000. But because we are at empty hands, so
mm-hmm.
I am very sure that God will supply us with the sufficient fund to finish that church building.
That's right.
Once that church building is finished up, then we can invite several hundred gypsy adults and children to our new church locations.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the reason why God sent us to the Charospata, which is bordering Slovakia and Romania and Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
there must be reason. So about 2004, and then we visited Romania, and then mm-hmm. we found out our commissionary, who is
mm-hmm.
the civil elected mayor of 4 villages, and
mm-hmm.
also he's the current Baptist pastor of the Romanian Baptist Church. And we negotiated with him, and he endowed us to use the mission center building for free, and then the city of Hodot in Romania, they are taking care of the management over there. And
mm-hmm.
We supply them with the financial needs.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are now inviting every day 40 gypsy hungry students to the mission center,
mm-hmm.
and take care of them. And then we feed them the lunch free,
mm-hmm.
and we teach them the Bible and English and the musical instrument. And then we do the after school courses. And then we do the same in
mm-hmm.
Ukraine. And we also supported a Ukrainian seminarians.
Mm-hmm.
At the Ukrainian seminary since 2004. And he graduated from the seminary, and
mm-hmm.
he was ordained a pastor of Hungarian Reformed Church. And we requested him to forward mission work in Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and which is around 2 hours away from our mission field,
mm-hmm.
and he has been doing the mission work for the gypsies in Ukraine with our operations.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to visit Ukraine as much as possible, but it was very, very hard for us to get into the territory of Ukraine.
That's right.
And, yeah, from our mission field to Ukrainian border, it takes all 1 hour, just 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to wait at least 6 or 8 hours to clear
to
get into Ukraine. And then we waited until that time, but there is no restaurant, there is no restroom, and then sometimes we have to wait overnight. When then, if we succeed in getting into the territory of Ukraine, but when we come out, it sometimes takes more than that.
That's right.
And then we met over there, and then we saw that they need a lot of support. Under the aspect of the mission, but we could not go visit the Ukraine back and forth very easily. We could not do that. But in 2008, and that time I was invited as a special speaker, special lecturer at the Debrecen Hungarian Reform Seminary, which was founded in 1538. And I was invited to take a 2-hour lectures, like a special lectures, to the Debrecen seminarians. But they say that I am the first Korean pastor to do that.
I
mentioned about the mission of the gypsies. But the seminary was founded in 1538.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that that seminary has produced no gypsy graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the pastors, educated at the seminary, they were not interested in the gypsy missions also. So, at the end of the lecture, then I mentioned about the gypsy missions. And then that's the reason why we are. And we need your cooperation, and we need you interested in the gypsy mission, and also help us with all your heart. You know what happened? After that time, the students should get a credit after they get a field mission exercise in our mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a big progress on that.
That's right.
Returned from Debrecen seminary lectures, and I met a Canadian missionary. And he is supported by the Canadian Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he said that he is supported by the Missouri Presbytery of the PCUSA.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that it is no problem that he can cross the border anytime, Hungary and Ukraine. The reason was he has the diplomatic passport.
Okay.
Hungarian passport.
Wow, okay.
Because he was doing a great mission work in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
And the Department of Foreign Affairs of Hungary, they honored him as an honorable diplomatic. Diplomatic.
Wow. Okay.
So I made the oral contract with him. Okay, we are very interested in doing the gypsy mission in Ukraine. And we can do what you cannot do. Also, you can do what we cannot do.
Yeah, right,
so
yes.
So, we made oral contract for mutual, because he's the denomination supporting partner is different. But
that's right.
Other side, we are all in one.
That's right.
We are the ones who are performing the God's mission over here. So, we have to pass over the limits of the denominations.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter who sent prayer and who sent who. So
that's
we made contact, and then at the very next day, we decided to do a try. Okay, how long would it take to pass over the Hungary and Ukraine border. And we took the same car with him.
Uh-huh.
And arrived at the Hungarian border.
Uh-huh.
So, to our surprise, it took no more than 15 minutes.
Wow, okay.
Here, the diplomatic, they have their own line over there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fast. So the diplomatic friends are regarded to be a semi-diplomatic diplomat.
Mm-hmm.
So we enter into we succeeded in entering into the territory of Ukraine, and he showed us his mission field.
That's
and
right.
He established two high schools over there, with the students altogether about 400.
Mm-hmm.
400 students in high school, and also he was learning the disabled orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
And also he's over 70 years old, and around 30 old people were residing at the nursery, and then we are very, very impressed with his mission work. And he's also installing the water pump.
Okay.
To the gypsy villages who have no water facilities.
Mm-hmm.
He's raising the funds for the water pump, like from the ground. But the problem is he was doing only to the Ukrainian citizens, not gypsies.
Gotcha.
He is very eager to do something for the gypsies, but he cannot do due mm-hmm. to the lack of finance. He was nominated to do the mission work among the Ukrainian Hungarian residents over there, citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So excluded.
Okay.
But for our reference, and he showed me gypsy camp.
Okay.
That camp is called is with a population of 100% gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
They look like a war refugee camp.
Wow.
And then 58 people they live over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is located on the suburb of Beraxas,
mm-hmm.
which is located near to the Hungarian and Ukraine boundary, like a border.
Uh-huh.
At that time, we visited over there, and a Hungarian pastor joined us, and he showed us all the details of the town, and he was a temporary preacher at the church at the gypsy camp.
Mm-hmm.
And right off the gypsy camp, there is a small church, Netherlands Reformed Churches in 1995. And the Netherlands Reformed Church prepared a small church building,
mm-hmm.
and dedicated to the gypsies. And the gypsies should manage the building, and also should take care of all the facilities. But out of 5,800, only 40 or 50 people flocked together on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And also the pastor who joined us, and he is not a permanent pastor over there, not senior pastor over there. He's a visiting pastor.
That's right.
And he has his own church. He's a Hungarian. He has his own church, and after his worship service, and he has to visit five churches.
Mm-hmm.
He comes around 4 o'clock, and he's leading a worship service. Right after the worship service, he has to move to another church to preach.
That's right.
So he could not. And then also that church could not invite a senior pastor for permanent. And he told me a very story at that time. It was the rainy, rainy day. Even though 40 congregations together, they offer no more than $10 a week. No more than $10 a week. So they cannot pay any electric bill. At times, from time to time, the electric power is cut off. And then there is no water system at all. He told me a very, very sad but interesting story to me. And in that town, it's a gypsy camp. There lives an old woman who is at that time 90 years old. And she has lived begging all through her life. Mm-hmm. And then day, she called all the congregation, and he told the congregation like as follows. Hey, we are always feeding other people, and we beg them for money. For money. We beg for money for living. But we will change our mind. Okay, from now on, we beg, and then we bring one-tenth, like a tithe, to the church. Yeah, one-tenth, a tithe.
One-tenth, okay. One-tenth, okay.
If somebody makes a $1, then 10 cents is coming to the church.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. And then, right after that announcement, she fell down. And she was and she was brought to, he could not be brought to the hospital.
Oh, no.
To her house. And she was lying on bed, expecting to die.
Oh, no.
Yeah, expecting to die. And then he told me that story. It was a rainy day. It was raining like a cat and dog.
Yeah.
It's very strange that whenever I visit the gypsy villages, it's
rain. It's rain. Exactly. I was just thinking, every time you go visit, it's always raining.
Yeah, it's raining. Raining. Yeah. Only rain. Well, late rain. Anyway, rain. Okay. It was raining. So we... walked on the like muddy street, raining, no asphalt, all the way to the muddy street, and all my shoes were messed up.
Okay.
Still, I'm wearing the shoes now.
Oh, okay.
All my shoes were messed up. And I met the lady lying on bed, you know, her room, and then she lives over there, and then her son lives over there. Her son's family, and also her son's son, grandson, like three families live there, over there.
That's right.
They were collecting like a cans, you know, like a trashes. And then they said that they survived for themselves. And she was on bed and expecting to die. I grasped her by the hand, and I prayed for her. And it was time to go home. So, back to Hungary. So, I hope that you will live longer. But who knows? If you pass away, if you go to heaven and remember me, and when I am heaven too, then we shall meet together. And I was going to say bye-bye to her. But she did not let me go. She did not let me go. And she told me, held my hand, held me by the hand, and she would not let me go. And then I asked, okay, we call the grandma, like Oma, over 90 years old. We call them Oma. Oma. Oma means short form of grandma. Oma, I need to go. I need to go. And then it was translated into Hungarian through our missionary over there. Okay, I have lived over 90 years old, over 90 years on earth, but during my all my life, I have been beating all the people for money. I beat from place to place, from people to people, and then until now, nobody come see me. Nobody come see me like you.
That's right. No?
And then I don't know where the America is. I don't know where the Korea is. Anyway, that is a far distant place. But you are the, so far as I remember, you are the first man to visit me over here. So, right. And then we cried, and I prayed for again, and mm-hmm. then I finally could come out of her bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And then when I came out, I saw her grandson, who was old. Mm-hmm. And the rainy day, and she was praying on the mud, on the mud, like, and she was eating the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took her and I caressed him. Oh, mm-hmm. he stinks a lot because he was not washed away.
Right.
All his clothes were worn out, and also his face was maybe no water. No water, like a clue over there.
Yeah.
And then, right after that, I found my shoes were messed up with the mud, and I was looking for the place to wash my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. My shoes. But I could not find that any place to wash my shoes with water. And then the Canadian missionary and the Korean missionary say, okay, there is no water system over here. There are a couple of water pump system in a certain place in village, but they are not working. They are not working. And then I found out that they had no running water system since 1945.
Wow. Since
1945? 1945. Since they were settled over there. No running water systems. And the Canadian missionaries say they need water very badly. They need water very badly. But I could not find out any water to clean my shoes. So I used napkins. I used my handkerchief. And I washed it in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And after my return to Ukraine, and with the help of the Christian Times Center,
uh-huh.
and there is the campaign for installing a water pump in Ukraine in 2008. And we started that campaign from March through September for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And there's the campaign for installing. And we sent our missionary to Ukraine from time to time with the mm-hmm. Canadian missionary who has the diplomatic passport,
mm-hmm.
and then survey. And then we hired the water surveyor, and they say if they dig out the water pump, like about water pump, and then the bad waters come out. Because there used to be a trash area over there, and the water quality was very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, our missionary and the Canadian missionary, and they met the person in charge of water systems mm-hmm. in the city of Texas, Ukraine, and we negotiated with them, and then we begged them. You know, they decided to extend their running water system to the gate of the gypsy camp. And they pay all the expenses, and then they installed, they extended the pipelines to the entrance of the gypsy camp. Mm-hmm. And then during our campaign, about 10 people, sent us the funds for installing the running water systems. It was around $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we all invested that money into that running water system. And also from the entrance of the gypsy camp and running into the several points of the villages. That is our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Then invested, and then we spent all the money for installing the pipelines. And now they have six mutual watering systems in the village. They cannot have the individual running water system in each house, but they come from time to time, and then they use the water anytime. If they open the water, and then water comes out every time.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 months, the water charge is around $1,000, and maybe per house, 1 cent per day. But they could not. They could not afford to do that. So our mission organization and sometimes the Canadian missionary should pay for their water charges also. And then also we installed another gypsy village which has no water systems over there, and they like it very much. And then now there are so many gypsy villages who have no formal running water systems. If they cannot, then we would like to have the water pump from the underground. And if we install an underground water system, and then at least 100 houses can use it mutually. And also, on the streets,
mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of young people.
That's right.
15 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old. Lots of young people roaming around. They have no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the gypsies over there, they speak Hungarian. They
okay.
speak Hungarian. But they go to the elementary school where Ukraine is spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So children from two years old, they have to learn Ukraine in advance so that they can catch up the lectures at the elementary school. But there are like hundreds of small children who need to learn Ukrainian languages at the kindergarten, but kindergarten, they cannot send their children to the kindergartens. It is very strange. In the kindergarten, they have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school or gymnasium, that's free. But at the kindergarten, parents pay a certain expense of their children, but they cannot afford to do that. So when the funds are coming in, and we would like to build, to start for a kindergarten as many as possible.
Gotcha.
If the funds come in, somebody suggested, okay, we will start a gymnasium, which is a high school course here in America. But there are very few gypsy students who finish the elementary school course. So even though we make a gymnasium building, then we cannot recruit the gypsy students. So we would like to start educating the gypsy children from the kindergarten. And there are many empty buildings.
That's right.
And in 1995 in Ukraine, the price of the building raw materials were very cheap, and they started building lots of houses and so on. So, but in 1996, all the prices went up two or three times, and they stopped. And still, there remain lots of empty places over there, so we can purchase at a cheaper price and remodel that, and we can recruit and we can bring lots of gypsy children from 2 years old, 3 years old, and 4 years old, like a pre-K course or a kindergarten course, and then we recruit the teachers over there, and then we start teaching them from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if they grow up and they can get into the elementary school, and they can catch up the lectures over there, and then they can graduate from the elementary school, and they can go to the gymnasium and up to college. And then we have to support them to do that.
Yes, we have to be able to support them. And just to add to that, we want everybody to realize that you're tuned in live with Reverend J.J. Choi with the Crossway Mission with Christ. He's given us a plethora of information concerning the movement there and the recent developments. Two very heartfelt stories that was just given on the air tonight. You can catch this broadcast in its entirety by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/wherethedothatatradio. Again, we just want everyone to realize that what Mr. Choi is explaining is the barometer of what's taking place there in Eastern Europe and concerns with the gypsy culture and the need of you, the supporters and the listeners who are tuning in to tonight's broadcast. You're so right, JJ. So many things need to be done in preparation for what's there. And a lot of people, you know, just like ourselves here, are very unaware of just really what's needed. And like I expressed at the beginning of the broadcast, we have a little over, we got like 17 minutes left before this broadcast commences. And we just ask that, if you want to hear more about the CrossFit Mission with Christ, please tune in every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. But due to our recent production time slot, we just ask that, again, for more information, you can definitely, again, tune in to our broadcast, which is done every Sunday. Every episode is in archive, so if you missed anything, you can always go back and download the previous episode to definitely catch more exclusive content. And with that being said, JJ, I just would like for you to ask, you know, before we get signed off the air, what is it that you would like to tell the listeners concerning, with all the developments, with all the need and all the financial support? We know that God is going to provide this to be done, but what is it that you would like to tell the listeners?
Like giving is better than receiving.
That's right.
We received Jesus Christ, who is the real source of blessings.
That's right.
And then we have to share the blessing of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We are all blessed to have Jesus Christ, who is the source of blessing in our heart. And then we have to share it, and we have to give it to our neighbors who need him.
That's right.
So even though we don't know each other, we are all family in God.
That's right.
In God. Yeah, we came to this world not according to my intention.
That's right.
According to the intention of God.
That's right.
Whoever it is, who is a gypsy, or a Korean, or a Chinese, or a black, or yellow, or white, or whatever it is. Nobody mm-hmm. came to this world. Nobody was sent to this world at his or her own opinion.
That's
own
right.
Decisions.
That's right.
So one day a baby was born and he was growing up and he found himself to be a gypsy.
That's right.
Yes. Nobody can blame that. Nobody can complain that. Nobody can complain God, because that is a God's creation also.
That's right. That's God's plan. That's right.
Yes, yes. Also, we are all in one. In God, there is no boundary. There is no border.
That's right.
In God, it's only one field.
That's right.
But the boundary, or like Slovakia, or Czech, or Hungary, and Romania, that is decided by human beings.
That's right.
By political powers. But we have to pass over such on political powers or geographical.
That's
limits.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then we have to support them who need our help.
No, that's right.
That's why I am a Korean. I have nothing to do with the gypsies. And even I don't speak Spanish. But
that's
God
right.
sent me over there. And then we developed the mission field over there.
That's
like
right.
Through speaking the German, which
that's
is popular
right.
in Romania or Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't speak. I speak Hungary a very few words. Very, very difficult to learn.
Okay.
But God is using me. I have nothing to do with the gypsies.
That's yeah. right. God is you. You're right. God is using you, just like Moses. He's using you. And,
yeah.
And we are so proud to be a part of what's being done as a vehicle and as a mechanism in order to help spread the word of what's being done. So many listeners, so many times, they are very intrigued about the barometer of people that are there. And we just want to make sure that everybody's perfectly clear that, you know, they desperately need our help. And so as long as the Crossway of Mission with Christ is continuing to help strengthen and lend support to those less fortunate, then where they do that at Radio will also continue to support and help spreading the word of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that is the key. Jesus Christ is the key. Learning who he is and allowing his love and his passion and his grace to be bestowed upon all of us allows us to strengthen one another and to encourage one another and to help one another. When God blesses us with something, we're only to be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah, yes, yes. I repeat mentioning over there, then after the Korean War, I was 4 years old, And then after that, and a tornado like throughout all our household over there, we lost everything, house and then to live, the places to live and so and so. But the gospel resurrected me and my family.
That's right.
We are resurrected. And whenever I mention about the mission, and I stress on the importance of Christianity and education. And then I stress on the education in Gypsy Camp in Ukraine. But at the same time, at the same level, I want to express stress on the importance of Christianity.
That's
if
right.
we invite or call a senior pastor paying at least $800 or $900 a month,
that's
and
right.
then he can fully concentrating on proclaiming the gospel to the Gypsy camp, which has 5,800 all the way to Gypsy people,
mm-hmm.
and he makes a home visitation, or he makes he's taking care of young children,
that's
or
right.
Teenagers and so and so,
that's
and
right.
then the tax capacity is no more than 100. If he recruits 10% of the Gypsy camp people, that
That's
is
right.
580 people, and he
right.
has to lead the worship service at least five or six times every Sunday.
That's right.
And then I'm dreaming of that. I'm dreaming of praying,
That's
dream
right.
of that. When that church, we could call a pastor over there, and then have him concentrating on spreading the gospel to the Gypsy people who have
right.
all hope, both on earth and for the future.
That's right, and that
and
is so.
Who can take this? Yes.
That's right, because this is a vision that God has given you, and we are seeing it through with supporting and bringing about this level of awareness. And what we would like to do at this moment is we would like for you, if you could, to just close us in a word of prayer. And allow God's word and wisdom to manifest itself. And while this is happening, I would like to remind the listeners that you're listening live to the Crossway Mission with Christ with Reverend J.J. Choi as he leads up the missionary work there in Eastern Europe. Your support is so greatly needed and appreciated. And so we just ask that for all that you're doing, just continue to support us, continue to send in your emails, continue to keep us aware of what your intentions are in terms of how to help all of us support those that are less fortunate. And with that, JJ, what I would like for you to do, if you can, is just, if you can, please just, you know, give us a closing word in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we believe that Your Holy Spirit dwells in our selves. And You give us the presence of the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, get us to know the way how we can expand the shares of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is given as a big present to us. And then let us know how important it is to support other people who do not know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then encourage us to think of them who are living on this world without any hope on earth and for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all children of God before You.
Amen.
And then we are all brothers and sisters in God's eye.
That's right.
And then please expand our eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
And please let us open our heart and mind and stretch our hands to help them.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Because we pray. Amen.
Amen. That is so important. You are so right. We all have to come to the saving knowledge of who Christ is, and we all have to do our part to help spread the word and the good news to so many that desperately need to hear that. And with that, we would like to just say in closing that the Crossway Mission with Christ, again, is very dedicated to help further spreading this word. And we just ask that you guys continue to support us as we continue to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ to so many. In closing, I want you to think about this, listeners. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son in order that we may have an opportunity at eternal life. And the price that Christ paid upon that cross was not just for one of us. It was for all of us, for every creed, for every culture. It's so very simple when you think about it in terms of just God's plan. And his plan is to be able to allow him to manifest himself in our lives so that we may live upright and that we may live in his dwellings, in his being, you know, in the level that brings us away from all prosperity, all heart harm and danger and trial and tribulation. But it's coming to that saving knowledge of who Christ is, which is the key. And we just actually, we implore you to just help us as we continue to spread the word of the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that, I would like to say thank you, Mr. Choi, for allowing you to share that with us. We look forward to hearing from you next week because you have so many enlightening stories of encouragement that so many of us need to hear. When I just ask that you keep up the good work, keep doing what you're doing because it is so greatly needed.
Yeah, yes, I'm not good at speaking. Sometimes I'm speaking in a print, but I want to ask God what we need right now. So
that's right.
Yes, and then also I do not pray along like with using or fascinating words.
That's
just
right.
I say what I should say to him.
Amen. I mean, that's what's important.
Yes.
That's right. God is leading you and he's giving you everything you need to say. So that is so important and that is so greatly appreciated. And we applaud you and appreciate you, Mr. Choi.
Yes, and it's amazing grace that the person like me and not good at speaking, but he uses me as his vessel.
That's right.
The gospel around the world. Yes.
That's right. And that's this is part of God's plan. So I mean, we're not going to argue with God's plan. We're going to continue just to do what God has called us to do. And that's what we're here for. In closing, we would like to say.
Today I am now dictating the Bible, the German Bible, dictating.
Uh-huh.
Writing the chapter 8 of Judges, and then right. I'm dictating the story of Gideon, and then Gideon was a man like me, and he uses Gideon as the great vessel for purpose. And then, from time to time, I will tell the story of a fascinating experience of dictating the Bible. It's very interesting. Yes.
And we can't wait because, I mean, this is what it's about. It's God manifesting himself and letting you know that the word that he spoke so long ago is still alive and well today. And he's fulfilling these things as we speak. So this is so greatly appreciated. Again, we just ask you to continue to support the Crossway Mission with Christ, which is brought to you live on Where They Do That At Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Crossway Mission with Christ. Website is also crosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. That's crosswaymissionwithchrist.webs, which is WEBS.com. And with that, we would like to tell all our listeners, thank you for your support and for your time this evening. And we just ask you have a blessed and wonderful week. And we just ask that God continue to keep you. May God continue to bless you. And may God continue to watch over you as you draw near to him. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yes, James, you did a very good comments, and you look like an evangelist.
Well, I learned from you, JJ. I learned from you.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Okay, take care of bad weather.
Right.
Okay, bye. Thank you.